Bear Podcast 371.
Just makes you all fuzzy inside.
So was it all lube? What kind of lube?
Okay, are you ready?
But he's got a. But in the picture that he's got on, it looks like he's got a bear.
I got to see lots of bears playing.
What? You mean you didn't have your podcast equipment with you?
It's actually plants killing zombies. Would it be better to go there and then get sick afterwards? Well,
I don't know. It depends on what you get sick with. Me and James have a lot in common. We're both pasty wise. Matt Bear Prop. Don selling his thong. Having it auctioned off, I think you got $150 just for a thong.
Your question of the week.
The second question of the week.
Oh, really? You want instant gratification in the week?
Yeah, those bears get around. Everybody knows everybody in this world.
Welcome, everyone, to Bear Podcast. This is Nard.
And this is Ray, and we're old school this week. Well, yeah. I'm usually old school, but Nard forgot his iPad. I had an iPad, I'd never forget it, but Nard forgot his. I'm just saying.
I know, right? Yeah, welcome to episode 371. And it's a, what is it? It's a, well, yesterday.
Just recovering from Memorial Day weekend?
Yes, Memorial Day weekend. Oh, yeah, veterans, or veterans, by the way.
No. Oh, the veterans.
Our veterans, yeah.
So, no, it's not Veterans Day. It's Memorial Day.
Memorial Day. But, you know, we need to acknowledge our veterans or, you know, yeah.
Sacrifice themselves for the freedoms we got to be able to do this podcast.
Yes. Thank you to all the veterans out there.
That's right.
Okay, so it's been. I just came straight from Bear Pride in Chicago and IML, actually. That was really fun. Well, I'd like to get into that and... but first, let's do some, God, it's so low tech. Oh my God, I don't have paper. We're using paper. We're killing trees. Okay. Ray, how about some weekend updates? What happened to you during this weekend?
I sat at home and did nothing.
You did nothing? Oh, you did something.
So, no. Actually, Saturday was pretty busy. I cleaned up around this joint and got all the Bear Watch crap finally out of here. So I got room and everything. I made Terry pack up all that stuff so that I could take him back to his family's house. And I was just like, we're getting it done today because the rest of the weekend I'm gonna be lazy. So yeah, did all that. And I watched probably about 20 something episodes of Angel this weekend.
20?
20 something.
God, I mean, you're crazy.
It's too hot to go outside and do anything after Saturday. So did that. Sunday had Sharam's pool party. Sharam and Hans had a pool party at their house, and it was pretty laid back.
You had pictures there? No?
Yeah, there's pictures. Mm-hmm. So, it was kind of interesting. It was mostly bears, because, you know, they're not into chasers or anything. So, I took Terry, and he felt all out of place.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's like, I don't know anybody here. I said, why not? I said, you know, people, just get up and start talking to him. So, I tried to introduce him to people. He didn't want to talk to him. He was all shy.
Oh, he's so shy.
But Sharam and them had the party because one of their friends was in from out of town. And I want to say his name is Tim. I can't remember.
Oh, Tim from San Diego.
Yes, it must have been.
Oh, I know.
Tim's short, cute, like little pocket bear.
Yeah.
Okay, yes, it was Tim then. Tim's cute.
I know him well.
Okay.
Not that kind of well. Okay.
Okay. Well, Tim was doing Korean barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
Which you couldn't have had because it had sesame seeds on it.
Oh, okay, okay.
But it was very good. He was over there grilling, and then the grill caught on fire.
Oh, no.
So I was like, call the fireman. But, you know, they put it out, so.
Oh, no.
So it was, you know, got all excited there for a little bit. But it was pretty cool. He did Korean barbecue. I'd made two cheesecake sopapillas to take. And these things are like 9 by 13 flat pans.
Oh, you made those?
I made them.
Okay.
And took them. And I think they were gone within like 5 minutes.
I bet.
I mean, there was two of them. Big old pans of them. Gone in like 5 minutes.
So, yeah, you're very good at that.
So, you know, that was pretty good. I'm glad everybody liked it. But it was a pretty nice pool party. And then yesterday, Carl and Guy had a pool party. And there was like 80-something bears there, I think. Mm-hmm. It was packed.
Let me just verify this. Yeah, it is recording.
it's recording. I see the red light. So.
Yeah, okay.
Sure. But they had a very nice pool party. A bunch of the same people that was at Sharam's and Hans is on Sunday was there on Monday. But it was very nice. Instead of burning there in the house, they said, bring your own meat and grill it and we'll have sides and stuff. So everybody brought something, was over there grilling it. So it's kind of interesting. A good story about Young and Terry, they went and grabbed the hot dogs and the hamburgers that Julio had brought. And I'd taken pork chops and then marinated them. And they went and throwed them on the grill. And then they'd come running over there and asking me, how do you cook this?
Okay.
So So after going over there and rescuing the burnt hot dogs,
okay,
and try not to set the grill on fire from all the hamburger grease.
Mm-hmm.
Got that and the pork chops cooked and got all that done. So took over from them on that. And then rest of it was pretty quiet and nice. There's a bunch of people there hanging out. I also had some of the people were drinking as much as they had because, you know, I know everybody had to go back to work today. So
yeah.
But we had a good time. It was a nice turnout there. There was a lot of people I hadn't seen in a long time at Guy and Carl's. So it was very fun.
You know, I got lots of invitations for pool parties. Because whenever it's Memorial, I'm sure you viewers and listeners out there, you get lots of invitations for pool parties because it is Memorial. And I got a lot. But then I'm out of town.
You were out of town.
I was out of town.
You were at Bear Pride IML Auxiliary.
Yeah. I went to Chicago. Yes.
Chicago.
Okay, so I guess it's going to be a long list of what happened this weekend.
I'll take a nap when he gets done.
No, don't. Just tell me what you think. What happens? Oh, okay. Bear Pride. I flew in Friday. I went to Chicago, and I flew in Friday. And it was fun because, actually, I got an earlier flight. I'm supposed to fly 4:30, but then I got a 3:30 flight for on standby. So I had to sit in the middle aisle.
Uh-huh.
And
did you have to sit between two bears?
No, actually I sat beside a big bull dyke lady. her voice was so low. I mean, he's lower than our voices combined even. Oh my god.
So but did you get all moist?
No. But you know, long hair, and she's a lady. She's supposed to be a storm chaser. She was showing off her ID, and she says storm chaser, and she might be hardcore.
Is that kind of like a bear chaser?
I don't know. It looks like a one of those bear run tags.
Yeah.
But it says storm chaser, and she was very polite. She's very nice to talk to, but then she kind of smells like a man. You know,
you should have had a great flight then. It's just like you have a big old bear next to you.
You know, it's like a trucker. You know how you know the musky smell,
yeah.
But then if you close your eyes like that, oh my god, that smells nice. Then oh, it's a lady. Yeah, but it was an interesting experience just sitting beside her. But she was very polite, very nice, very sweet. And whenever she talks to the flight attendants, she's very nice. But anyway, I said goodbye and then went out the plane. And it's actually I arrived the same time as my original flight. So it was worthless just getting an earlier flight, but the flight was delayed anyway, so it was a waste. Probably it would have been about probably 15 minutes earlier, so it really wasn't worth it. Okay, so that night I went to I met up with Caesar and Ron. So shout out Caesar and Ron. I met them at the hospitality suite, and actually Caesar is a Filipino.
This a hospitality suite or relaxation room?
No, well, it's more like a meet and greet place.
Oh, okay.
It's not really the hospitality suite because that's in the morning, but it was like a you know, you have snacks and
see, bears involved, there's food.
Yeah, that's right. Caesar is Filipino, so shout out Caesar, might be watching this already. So it's the first time I've seen him.
Pictures?
Yeah, I do.
Okay,
I'm flashing it now, maybe. Right at this point. Okay. That's when I hanged out with them, and then I went to Inferno. Inferno is it's the first night dance, so it's a dance there, and it's very nice. Lots of bears, and I got to see Dean DuBois. He was there, and Eric was showing off his tattoo, having his picture taken. Because Eric, my friend Eric, he's got his shoulder with Tigger and Stitch, you know, Lilo and Stitch.
Yeah.
He's got the character Stitch, and Dean DuBois is the director and writer of Lilo and Stitch.
Oh, is he?
He's the director, so you know, he pointed at the tattoo. Yeah, that it's got Stitch in it. So I talked to Dean. I asked Dean, Dean, are you gonna ask for a takedown notice for him? Because copyright infringement on his shoulder. But no, he kind of laughed. So it's very nice to see Dean again. He's a very nice guy.
Yeah.
Okay, so that went on until in the morning, until 2 o'clock. I think their closing time. I don't know what Chicago's closing time is, or in the state of Illinois, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock. I'm not sure. So we were kicked out around 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock. It was funny.
They kicked them out and told them to go back to your room.
Yeah. Everybody else went on. They took cabs. They walked to the station. But I had they have shuttle services. So, yeah. It was fun. It was a good experience. I checked out the hospitality suite. They had pizza. You know, the usual. It's a staple thing right now for hospitality suites or bear runs that after a whole day around 1 o'clock or midnight, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, you serve pizza.
Well, that's because it's easy to do.
It's easy to do.
People complain about stuff like that, but it's easy to do and it doesn't cost a lot of money.
But this is not Chicago style pizza. These are
Domino's?
Pizza Hut or something.
Oh man,
Domino's or Pizza Hut. I don't know.
At least done Chicago style.
Well, yeah.
I have sure a late night pie place around. Yeah, that's true. Delivered, mm-hmm.
Okay, next day. Okay, here's something funny. I don't think this is Bear Price idea, but it may have been the hotel. It's kind of funny. Just a comment, guys. Just an observation. Okay, they were served at breakfast. They were serving half muffins.
So is that like muffin tops or
no? Really half.
Oh, really half muffins.
You have muffins, and they're half. You don't feed bears with half muffins.
Well, see, now they probably do that because their normal guests probably are more. Don't eat as much.
Really?
And they only get half a muffin.
Half a muffin, so.
And whatever else for the continental.
But
breakfast.
What's good about it, you can put butter in between and then put.
There you go. Put it back in. So.
Good idea. I guess it's a good idea to have half muffins.
Because maybe somebody had a wonderful muffin.
Yeah, they would do that, yeah. All right, so that was my chance to go to, after breakfast, that was my chance to go to Millennium Park.
What's Millennium Park?
Millennium Park is the, okay, you saw Source Code, right?
Maybe.
Source Code with Jake Gyllenhaal?
I think so.
The one who got screwed at Brokeback Mountain?
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway, you've seen the, you know, he goes about 8 minutes, goes to the past, 8 minutes, and he has to...
Oh, no, I'm not seeing that one
yet. Seen
no.
that one. Okay. So that was the location where, Chicago is the location of where it was shot. What is it? Source Code. And I went to the Big Bean. It's called the Cloud Gate. It's a Big Bean. So it's one of the landmarks of Chicago.
Okay.
Then from then at that time I went to IML. Okay.
Woohoo!
Yes, IML.
So you went to the vendors market?
Oh yes, that's the only. You have to pay $5. It's a suggested. Donation, which I think is worth it. It's really worth it because it's, you get to see lots of bizarre things.
Yeah, it is.
I would save money in the long run.
It's the Bear David. Nice.
I feel like it's more tame. It's a lot tamer. But anyway.
Maybe because everybody couldn't afford to come into it and pay for the vendor market this year. So
yeah, that's true.
With the economy.
I didn't even know if it's okay for me to mention about the bestiality videos. Is it okay? I guess because I'm not showing any videos,
you're not
right?
Showing.
I'm just saying.
You allegedly
saw. I allegedly saw bestiality videos.
Because he likes to do it donkey style.
No. Anyway, okay. So I saw slings. There were slings there. They're all lined up.
Did you try any out?
No, I didn't. I did not. But there was this sling with a mechanical dildo right in front of it. So that's really yeah.
I've seen a couple videos.
This one's interesting too.
Interesting. It reminds me. Speaking of dildos, what's hit right now at IML are drildos. Dildos attached to drills.
Oh, sweet. And battery powered now.
Yes, and there's three settings, hello, medium, high, and it's really it's really bizarre. And Devin took pictures of me with it. So
being used on you?
No.
I bet it was on high going.
No, it's not. But it's fun. It's
and Manny was in the sling with his legs up going, oh yeah, harder, faster. Go lay down. Go. Bad dog.
Go to bed. Okay, so it's a big hit there right now, and there's even Junior and Randy, right? Randy and Junior, they're part of they were there at the Bear Watch.
Right? Yeah,
yeah, and somebody demoed to them those a dildo.
Yeah,
and then when they turn it on, the dildo flew away. It's not supposed to do that.
Well, what if it shot up somebody's butt?
I know.
And they, that'd be hard to retrieve.
Or it may have been used somewhere already, and it flew and hit somebody's face. It would have been nasty.
Someone got slapped in the face with a dildo. Imagine that.
And then there's also, you know those cubes? The sensory deprivation. Mm-hmm. They seal you up. Your head is exposed,
yeah.
And then they vacuum form cubes.
Yeah.
They have a new one that I saw is a standing one. That's the first time I've seen a standing one. I've always seen the cube ones, but this one's a standing one, and it's like Han Solo in a carbonite, frozen in carbonite. it's like that. So it's just neck down. Yeah, it's just neck down, but then. They could do any position standing up,
suck them out.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
But then the cube is okay for me because I'm short, but the standing one, you have to somehow adjust it because I'm too short. If I'm going to do that, but I don't think I'm going to do that. No.
I'm sure there are pictures. If anybody was at IML and got pictures of Maynard in the cube, let me know.
Okay. Now, I went shopping.
Uh-oh.
This is a surprise for Ray, actually.
What do we get?
We got eggs.
What are eggs?
Okay, Devin and I were walking around and we saw these eggs. You have to pick one. Guess what they are?
Vibrators?
No, they're not vibrators. They're like pocket pussies.
No way.
Yes, you open it up and then, yeah.
Can you open it up?
Yeah, sure.
It's too small to be a pocket pussy.
Well, I don't know. That's what they said that it is. It's some kind
of. We shall investigate.
Pussy. Yeah, we shall check. I'll get this rib. What do you have? Is that the rib one? Okay. Okay. What do you think? Okay, we're opening.
Well, you open it up, and it looks like a nipple to me.
Really? There's instructions inside. Oh wait.
Oh, pull.
Oh, look at this. It's got lube. Yeah, okay.
It looks like tampon.
What does yours look? It's like... What is it? What's inside? It's lube, right? So what do you think? It's a kind of pocket pussy.
So I guess you just keep it lube. Well, apparently you put the lube in here.
Uh-huh.
I guess you keep the plastic thing there to keep its form. And it looks like you put lube in.
Okay. You're not going to open it. We're not going to demo this, okay? All right.
Why not? Our listeners want to know. And then you make sure you lube the very top of it.
So.
And then you put it on.
Okay.
And then you're like that.
I guess that's how it is.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's okay, that's it. Yours. That's
it. Yeah.
Okay, that's yours. I'm not going to take that. It's already used.
I haven't done anything. What's the difference between them?
It's the form. Look at if you. It depends on the holes. You have circles in it. Then that's what's inside. I think yours is maybe ribbed, something like that. Ribbed side by side. So, anyway, something interesting.
Oh, it is ribbed.
It is ribbed.
It's like webbed.
It's webbed on yours, right? I think the webbed is okay. Anyway, so those are the egg. They were selling eggs there. So
I'll try this out. There might be an X2 video later.
Oh, there you go. Watch out. Just email Ray at bearpodcast.com if you want to see him demo these eggs. Okay.
I still think they want to see you getting shot, the full video of you getting electrocuted and see
I still haven't posted that. I know. I still have to do that. Okay. I know. I have that in mind. So TJ, I'll your promise. Okay. Anyway, continue on. There's also what I call the... Don't do that. This is a family video. Family video.
Gay family.
There's this... I called it Gulliver-style bondage because the guy is lying down and then there's these small straps being one by one on his body and then all over his arms and everything. And it's like Gulliver. And I don't know how we would get out of it. So I probably just stand up or something. I don't know. Have you seen people do that?
Well, it's all kind of different.
Is he on a
table or something?
He was lying down on the table and then there's straps around him, small straps being tied around them one by one.
Are they like the bungee cord strap?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, you can do that. It's just you just gotta have the table set up for it.
But it's really small. But it's really
the thin ones usually stretch out only so far, so they're only like 1 or 2 feet wide. So you have to use them to get the width and stuff, and you use a bunch of them.
Anyway, I just call them the Gulliver style bondage. So Yeah, so that's pretty much it. After that, we pretty much walked about 2 miles, just walking back and forth. You know how it is in IML.
So did you meet any porn stars?
I saw some, but I didn't recognize, but I just know they are, you know, because people
attend. And then the bear porn stars were there?
No, I didn't see any bear porn stars there. In IML, no, I didn't think so, no. Not that I know of, no. But there are some cult-style ones, and people were trying out the, you know, the cube. I don't know if there are any porn stars who did it, but yeah, it's interesting. It's just I think the other guys did see some porn stars, but I know I didn't. I didn't recognize any. So yeah, it was an interesting walk on IML, and it's kind of smaller this time. From 2 years ago, I remember there were 2 sections, and this time it's just really. I think they cut it down for some reason, but still, it's a big hit.
I think it's the economy. I don't think they.
It's the economy.
I think it's the economy. I think people couldn't afford to go to IML.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so yeah,
I'm sure they charged it to be a vendor there.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, so that's the IML story for me. I pretty much got the eggs. These eggs. Oops. Yeah, these eggs. And I got around with the Devin and Eric. I walked around there. So we all went to Julian's after that. We just ate, you know, ate lunch.
Is this like the chain Julian's?
I think so.
Okay.
It's a chain. Yeah. Everybody got a burger and I had a salad. It's kind of weird. I'm with bears for that time. So yeah, so I was with Devin, Eric, and Tyler and Matt. And
this is Chicago Devin that you did the podcast.
Yes, okay, yes.
Chaser.
Devin.
Okay.
Yeah. Which, the same Devin who likes you in the Speedos. Right, Devin? Right. Okay.
There should be some more pictures from Bear Watch with me in Speedos.
Yeah, that's right. So after that, we hanged out at Sidetrack. We went to Sidetrack. You know, all weekend I went to Sidetrack. That's all I did. I went to Sidetrack. It's one of the bars there. And
what's with no S mean?
With no S. Because they always people always say Sidetracks.
But it's just Sidetrack.
It's really just Sidetrack.
Okay. Like he got sidetracked.
So it's been sidetracked. Yeah, it was a fun afternoon there. We just just trying to kill time there. And honestly, we did eat out. We got hungry, so we went to Joy's Thai restaurant. It's a Thai restaurant there in I think it's still part of Boys Town. It's just walking distance. It's really nice. And then had gelato. Gelato is really nice. Do you like gelato?
Yes. I miss our little gelato restaurant that was open here in Houston that closed.
That closed?
Yes.
We should, well, there is one in near John Palima's house. Maybe we could try that
one
time.
Yeah. Go there one day.
Yeah. Okay, then Sunday. Yeah, we got tired. We had to crash because we were tired that Saturday night. Sunday, Eric called me up, and my friend Eric, and then we said, let's go out. We're going to drive around the town and go to the Art of Pizza. Art of Pizza.
So this is real Chicago style.
Real pizza. Chicago style pizza.
Deep
he says,
dish.
Yeah, it's deep dish. And what's funny is I can only handle one slice because it's really big, really thick, and it's like a lasagna. Imagine lasagna size, you know. So it's, you need the knife and fork really on it.
And Manny likes them big and thick, but he can't handle them.
Yeah, that's right. And so I had that, and again, after that, we hanged out at Sidetrack again. So we just love that Sidetrack for some reason. And there I met Kevin, Ginger Bear. I forgot what city he's from, but I think I saw him at TBRU. I met him at TBRU too. Okay, so that was it. And hanged out with Eric, Matt, Tyler, and Harrison. We went to Eric's place, Eric's house, and we watched that. What's that video? Have you heard of The House of Bunny? It's a chick flick about a sorority and stuff like that.
I think it's
oh my god, it's pretty hilarious. So they wanted to watch it, so they blew up. They turned on the PS3 and we started watching. the House of Bunny. It's pretty funny. They have one-liners that are really funny, and some quotable quotes are really funny there too. So it's nice. And then after that, we just went to Nuts to Butts. Nuts to Butts is the dance.
Okay,
that's the big dance that you do at the. It's a bar called Vision. It's three levels up, and then there's one basement. So it's pretty much four levels.
And the basement's the one that's really dark, isn't it?
Yes. Well, yeah. It's dark, but it's more like a lounge area, mm-hmm. and everything else is are bars and the DJ area, and the dance floor is really at the bottom, at the first floor. So it's a really really nice bar. I've been there 2009, the last time we were there, and you could see all skin. Everybody shirtless. It's a bear dance, yeah. It's a bear dance, and like the title said, it's nuts to butts. Really, it's really tight. Everybody's nuts to butts there, and it's really fun. It's really fun. And then I also met Anthony from Chicago. He's an actor. He's actually one of our listeners, so I met him.
Is Anthony the black guy?
Yes.
Yes. I'll yes. call Anthony.
So shout out Anthony.
Hey Anthony, I talked to you in a while.
Yeah, I had a picture with him too. So yeah, that's what happened. So Monday. Yesterday, actually, we're recording this on a Tuesday because I got back last night. So met up with Bill and Dave. I met them actually at I've been seeing them at the Southern Decadence in New Orleans, but this time they went to Bear Pride, and we went to Sidetrack. Also, we went to Sidetrack again and had
so
to
you
listen.
Spent a lot of time at Sidetrack.
I did. I didn't go to Bucks or any other bar. I all spent it all in Sidetrack, and they were doing Bear show tunes, stuff like that. And
what's a bear show tune?
Well, it's just the bears going there and singing show tunes and, you know, playing videos. You have show tunes and everything. It's very gay. They had performers there in the front. There were performers. There were people dancing. I thought it was a pre-recorded video. I was watching it in the big screen. I thought it was pre-recorded. And then I looked outside. This is really big. There are really guys dancing there. It's like Bear Force One type dancing, oh, okay. Stuff like that. But they were wearing suits. They're being sexy and everything. And there was this guy who was really hot. He's a bear, just doing a cowboy style with a whip and everything, and took off his clothes. But really hot. But I only got to see probably last minute of it. So.
Used the whip on you?
No, I did take some videos, so you'll see. And then I had a great time. It's great. It was really fun. It's and then we went to O'Hare. We rode a taxi from there. It's pretty easy. So I actually wanted to ride the blue line. It's really easy from the hotel, but Bill and Dave wanted to ride the taxi. It's really easier. So that's pretty much my Chicago experience, and I really had a great time.
So Bear Pride was good this year.
Yes, very good. It's very good. To me, it's very successful. And good job, Travis. For I think Travis is the one handling it right now. So Travis, I got to talk to him for a while, and the group, the committee of Bear Pride, thank you for a great event.
Yes.
Awesome. Okay. So now Ray, how about that gay agenda story?
Oh Lord. These folks and their gay agendas. If they really knew gay folks, I know we couldn't get our shit together long enough for two gays to agree on anything. So. But anyway, in this week's Houston Press, there was this topic about Anise Parker, who's the lesbian mayor of Houston, and it's titled, Anise Parker, Lamest Gay Agenda Ever. And I'll read this verbatim because it's just too funny not to.
I know. Okay.
Dave Wilson, who's a homophobe here in Houston, who did everything he could to derail Anise Parker's mayoral race, is at it again. Mass mailing people trying to drum up a candidate to oppose her re-election, the Houston Chronicle reports. Wilson says Parker has promoted the gay agenda and lists such examples as, and this is from the Chronicle, Parker appointed Phyllis Fry, a transgender attorney born as Philip Fry, as a municipal court judge. Oh my God, we got a transgender judge. Parker signed an executive order that prohibits city employees from blocking any employee or member of the public's access to a city's restroom that is consistent with the appropriate to that person's expression of gender identity. So if they're transgendered, they can go to a women's bathroom, or if they're female to male, then they can do the other way around. Mm-hmm. And I guess drag queens can go in female restrooms too. So anyway, you're all safe. So Wilson described the order in his letter as one that allows men dressed as women to use the women's restroom. Oh my God. maybe they won't pee all over the seats like the women do.
Yeah, where do drag queens go? They go to the women's...
Some go to the women's restroom, some go to the men's restroom. I think it all depends. So, anyway, back to the article. Parker has, in Wilson's words, carved out a new council district for homosexuals, District C. It should be District G for gay.
District G.
So anyway, speaking as a straight dude, and this is the guy writing the article, speaking as a straight dude, this is the lamest gay agenda since the last meeting of the gay accountants who love the Twilight series. No forced gay marriages, no indoctrinating little kids into the lifestyle during city summer camps, no demands for a return of the WNBA to Houston. Frankly, we're disappointed. Phyllis Fry might be enough to raise Dave Wilson's hackles, but we want more. We expect, this is what the straight folks expect for a gay agenda, city-sponsored outdoor block parties to watch Project Runway episodes directly in front of Dave Wilson's house.
Mm-hmm.
Change the name of Herman Park to He-Man Park and replace Sam Houston's statue with a loincloth-clad muscle man that oils itself automatically and has a conspicuous bulge. That would be kind of cool.
Yeah.
He is pointing towards the ripcord, of course.
Yes, ripcord is the leather bar here in Houston.
So, the city council member elected from District C will also represent Dave Wilson, no matter where he lives.
Mm-hmm.
Light rail will henceforth be referred to in all city documents as the L word.
The L word.
Do all that, and maybe we'll get on board with Wilson. Maybe. So it's kind of a spoof on this Dave Wilson character. That's been trying to cause drama with Denise Parker as mayor. And I'm like, is that all you got? That's it?
It's really lame.
So,
all right, let's move on to Wolf What a Bear.
Nice. Nice butt. Yeah, sure. So what's your number?
Can I buy you a beer?
Okay, here is
come here often?
Growler Wolf from Growler.
Bear.
From Growler.
Vic Juice 1.
Vic Juice 1.
Vic Juice 1. Okay. Vic is a 39-year-old white leather bear living in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. He is 5'8" tall and weighs 185 pounds. Oh, he's a cub. And he is versatile. He is happily attached, but always looking for friends and fun. You can also find him in bear411.com/juice1.
And that's juice with a number one.
Juice with a number one. Pretty cute. That's how he's picture. Yeah.
He sent me a couple pictures of him. Some I can't, unfortunately, show on the podcast, but he's cute.
How come I didn't get it? I want to, okay, Juice 1, send it to me too.
And if any of y'all bears want to be profiled on the show, hit me up on either Growler or Scruff and let me know, because I hit up like maybe 10 bears a week and none of them do anything. So I can always get the chasers to reply, but the bears, y'all kind of slacking. So
we need some bears in the show too. We
need some more bears. So.
Okay. So I guess we're going to close it soon. We're running out of time. Yeah. So before that, we're going to do some shout outs. First of all, I want to shout out to Coley and Keith. Coley is the maker of Growler. I got to meet him there, so we were chatting.
Jessica, if you knew Jerry.
Oh, I'm sorry?
Did you talk to him about Jerry?
Jerry? No.
Jerry.
Jerry? No. Not yet.
Because they went to school together.
Oh, they did? Yeah. Oh. Ooh. So.
Coley. Oh, and I got video of Jerry and the bees. That's what I meant to tell you.
Oh, really? Yes. Okay. Oh, we should check it out next time.
Okay.
Oh, that's right. We can do a podcast there. You going in and opening the
beehive. Oh, no. Hell no.
Our friend has a beehive. Or a beehive. Not a beehive. A bee colony.
Yeah. Not like a beehive, you know. Yeah. Not a big hair, dude. But like actual honeybees.
Yeah. So, anyway. Okay. So, yeah. Coley, shout out. And Keith. He's a friend of Coley. We got to chat there at the Sidetrack. But at Nuts to Butts. Very nice guy. And he was telling me about his experience in the Philippines. Pretty nice. Okay, so on with the shout-outs. Devin, shout-out. Jay and J2, the other Jay. Jay, they're both JB, so yeah.
There are J's.
Yeah, lots of J's. Eric. Hi, Eric. Matt, Tyler, Harrison, Edgar, and Charlie. Caesar and Ron. Anthony and his friend. Anthony and, you know, Anthony from the actor. I didn't get to see. He wanted to give me tickets, but I can't because I was at the. Yeah. I was at the.
What
I was
show
at
was Boys he in? Now.
He God, I forgot the show. I forgot the name, but he had two shows that day.
And, oh, okay.
Yeah, he could have. Yeah, but maybe next time. Maybe I'm gonna go to Chicago again. And Bill and Dave from San Francisco, and he says here the Aussie Bears. It should be written as Aussie Cunts. Because all weekend long, these Australian Bears kept saying cunt all weekend for some reason. And Bill was telling me about that. And yes, you know, the Aussie Cunts. Shout out to the Aussie Cunts. Okay, so who else, Ray? What do you have?
I got a shout out to Carl. Happy birthday, Carl.
Happy birthday, Carl.
And thanks for a great pool party yesterday. You and Guy did a great job. And also shout out to Sharam and Hans for a great pool party as well on Sunday. So, and Tim for cooking and starting the fire. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good. Okay.
That's it. That's all we got. That's all it. The paper. Yay! We couldn't kill any more trees this week.
No more trees. Okay, so what's going to happen now this weekend for you, Ray?
X-Men!
We're going to watch the X-Men! We have to watch X-Men this coming weekend. Okay.
We will be definitely watching the X-Men at some point. No, don't you dare do it. Sit down. Sit. Bad dog.
Okay.
See what I have to put up with? I have a bad child. Mm-hmm. Bad child. Lay down.
If you guys are listening to this, check out the video also, because we have we have visuals in this one, so
yeah.
Some pictures of of the event, what happened.
And y'all can see Buddy still in what's that called when something pops up in a picture?
Photobombing.
Buddy video bombs all the time.
He always video bombs.
He's like, I'm getting attention, I'm worth it.
That's right. Okay, so what's gonna happen this weekend? We're gonna have
X-Men.
And also, for me, we're going to do the playoffs for the Gay World Series. I'm part of the WAVE team, softball team here in Houston. And we are going to try for the berth to get to Chicago again for Gay World Series. I hope we get it. I hope we win. I think we will. Good. I believe we will win because our hearts are pure. Right?
Are you going on a quest or trying to win a softball team?
Yes, we're going to win. We're going to win. We're going to win this. I think so. So, I will go to Chicago again. Woohoo! Yeah, Chicago will be the home of 2011 Gay World Series. So, I'm looking forward to that.
When is that?
August 23rd to September 3rd, something like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so, looking forward to that.
Late summer.
Yeah. Okay, so, that's it. Thank you, everyone, for watching and listening. And welcome to the new listeners and viewers from Bear Pride. Thank you for checking out this podcast. And I got to meet a few who were, wanted to know about the podcast. So I told them, check it out, bearpodcast.com. If you have any comments, send your emails to show@bearpodcast.com or call the voicemail line.
Or you can call the voicemail line at 206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR. Leave us a message and we'll play it on the show. Really, call us and leave us a message. We'll play it on the show.
Actually, we have one. We'll play it next week.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you're slacking on these phones?
I was slacking because we're doing this live.
slacking. Okay. So. Okay, next week. It is Memorial Day weekend.
We'll we're kind of busy because it's a Tuesday. It's easier if it's a Monday. But anyway, go to facebook.com/bearpodcast. Subscribe by iTunes. And also twitter.com/bearpodcast. And go to the official website at bearpodcast.com. Thank you, everyone, for watching and listening. And we will catch you guys next week. Many whoops and many hugs.
Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear. Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear. Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear.
Oh, that's gross.
Buddy, what's up?